Part 12, Chapter 7. At that exact moment, Zit, in the underground hangars, was almost out of his wits. Ever since that wild recoil had occurred at the end of the semi-annual, things had been in chaos. The rumor had been flying about that it was humans out there. Men. Zit knew better. Those silly slugs could do nothing. It was undoubtedly Tolnips landing in here from their system. Zit, although his thinking was interrupted every few seconds by curses at Turl, had it all worked out. The Tolnips had buggered up the teleportation bands to paralyze counterattack, and were in here after the still not inconsiderable mineral content of this planet. There had been trouble with the Tolnips before, and the last war with them was inconclusive. They were short, about half the size of a cyclo, and they could breathe almost anything, and were immune to cyclo gas barrages, worse luck. Therefore, he was rigging a Mark 32 low-flying ground strafer, the most heavily gunned plane in the hundreds of planes in these hangars. And damn and blast that Turl. He was supposed to be in charge of defense. And where were the standby alert battle planes? Out in the weather. And where were the tanks? Snug and rusting in the underground tank park. And where were the reserves at other mine sites? Pulled in here. Damn, Turl. There was no fuel cartridge or ammunition supply inside the compound. Zit was illogical in blaming Turl for this, since it was against company rules to store them inside a compound. They were nearly a half mile from here, and two parties of cyclos that had tried to get to the dump had been slaughtered. And that was another thing that proved it was Tolnips. The cyclos who had been hit simply exploded into a pale green flash. Only Tolnips could invent weapons like that. So he had to scavenge in the old planes and ground cars for half-used cartridges and ammunition charges. Oh, there was quite a bit to be found, but it couldn't be depended on. He had come to physical blows with the two Chamco brothers, blast them. They were readying up a heavy armored tank. Two tanks that had gotten out that violent afternoon had been blown to cinders. So the Chamcos were rigging one of the old brutes of the Basher class. Bash our way to glory. Nothing could penetrate its hide, and its guns wrecked things for miles. The Chamcos were salvaging fuel and ammunition cartridges for it, and they had the nerve, the twisted metal nerve, to maintain that the attackers were Hockners from Duraleb, a system Cyclo had completely whipped 200 years ago. The battle had been over who got the cartridges, and that pompous midget Kerr had come down and given them both half. Another Turl mess.